The Juno Assembly may vote as soon as next week on an ordinance that would give police the power to ticket homeless people who sleep outside downtown. A statewide count conducted a year ago found 50 people living without shelter in the community and another 160 in shelters and transitional housing. KTOO's Jacob Resnick rode along with a Juno police officer recently to see how the police deal with the community's most visible residents.
Officer Smith, Juno Police Department. Who's all sleeping here today?
It's an hour before dawn, and Juno Police Officer Alexander Smith is making his usual rounds.
Care for yourself, man?
In front of the downtown cruise ship terminals, a man is tucked deep into a sleeping bag against a building to keep out of the rain.
Make sure you're alive and breathing. Okay. Officer Smith, Juno Police Department.
It's a similar scene on South Franklin Street. A couple is covered in blankets in front of a shuttered storefront. Yeah. Officer Smith knows most of these people's names, and they know his. He radios in to check for warrants. But first, he confiscates an open can of malt liquor, pours it out, and moves on. Homelessness in downtown Juneau has become an increasingly visible issue. Merchants have complained to the police department, but downtown beat officers like Smith say their hands are tied.
Doorways, like these easements here, are private property. And so it's responsible of the business owner pretty much to contact us if there's trespassing issues, vandalism, that kind of thing. So if we see someone sleeping in the doorway, we can contact them and make sure they're alive, you know, they're breathing, but we don't have any legal authority to remove somebody from a doorway simply from them standing there, which you can understand that.
But a proposed anti-camping ordinance sets out to change that. If adopted, the ordinance would let officers ticket people camping on private property within the downtown core. Juneau's police chief has come out in support of the initiative, though Officer Smith admits enforcement by writing tickets could be challenging.
Whether or not a new citation will actually change your behavior is debatable, but it's one of those things that hopefully will be an incentive.
The Juneau Police Department later clarified that under the ordinance, anyone caught camping downtown who refuses to move could be arrested for disorderly conduct, a jailable offense. 45-year-old Joshua Donald Smith, no relation, found himself sleeping outdoors recently. He said he's aware why some downtown merchants are so upset.
I understand the businesses, you know, a lot of homeless people kind of wreck it for other folks by defecating on the street, you know, throwing their trash everywhere, just basic disrespect for the community. But there's some of them on the other side that they go sweep up voluntarily.
Juneau has homeless shelters, including the 40-bed Glory Hole downtown, but the shelter won't take drunk people, for understandable reasons. And that, Joshua Smith says, doesn't work for some people struggling with addiction and in crisis.
This guy lost his mother the other day. He had a bad night. He was drinking and wasn't dealing with his emotions. And he got kicked out for 6 months the next day.
In the summer, the city-run Thane Campground provides low-cost camping that acts as transitional housing. But it's in an avalanche zone and unsafe in the winter. That leaves homeless people without a legal place to camp on public or private property. Juneau's proposed ordinance isn't without controversy. The city attorney's office has cautioned that federal courts have struck down city laws that effectively criminalize homelessness. That's why the ordinance targets illegal camping rather than just sleeping or vaguely defined loitering or vagrancy. As he drives out of town, Officer Smith says that the anti-camping ordinance would allow him to focus on the type of sleepers who are attracting the most complaints, but not everyone sleeping downtown.
I think the proposed ordinance will most directly affect the people that are building structures and kind of erecting like campsites and doorways. It probably won't have too much of an actual impact on the people that are just kind of slumped over in the doors. Because, you know, if they don't have any money or any means to provide for themselves, giving them a ticket, kicking them to the next doorway is not going to change a whole lot. But for the people that are building like legitimate tents and camps, it might create an incentive for them not to do that.
That may or may not satisfy downtown merchants, but it will allow police to take a more aggressive approach in dealing with some of Juneau's most vulnerable residents. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.